Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. See, this is real. The emails and stuff of Joe Biden is real. But something has to happen. All these people like Obama and Hillary and all them, they need to be in prison for what they're doing. But a Tennessee rapper boasts about getting rich off of $1.2 billion in unemployment fraud and a YouTube music video has now been arrested. See, when is Biden going to be arrested? If this was Trump, all you would have on the news reports is, how can you run for president? How can you run? It's the double standards. Senator Kelly Loeffler, China brought this disease to our shores. China wants Biden to win the presidency, and she's gonna try to investigate to make sure that China isn't interfering in our elections to help Biden win, because they don't like Trump. Our people that are over there have been threatened that they may be taken and held captive if we don't stop taking these, because there are people that are here kind of illegally doing, stealing information and stuff, and if we don't stop and let that keep going, yeah, they're going to start going after our people. Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, they are denying any China involvement or interference. Okay, whatever. China's not going to interfere. They haven't denied any of these emails or anything, so I'm going to get into that. There's a woman who was arrested Saturday for allegedly shoving a 73-year-old veteran holding a Trump sign in Douglas, Massachusetts. That girl, she should be taken out in public and hung. Okay, you're going to disrespect a vet. You're going to do something like that to a veteran. Okay, we're going to take you out. We're going to put you on national on TV, and you're going to be hung. He sacrificed, so you have the right to tear up and try to claim like you have freedom of speech that we don't. Extreme left Twitter continues its scheme to suppress and censor, what is it, like 5 days in, and the New York Post is refusing to remove that. So they're suspended from Twitter, but they're refusing to remove that, the story about Biden's emails that proved that he's a corrupt SOB. I'm going to get into that and so much more. Pencil neck shift. Yeah, he was on the Wolf Blitzer show, you know? Wolf Blitzed, that program that they have, you know? I'm Wolf Blitzed. It's a Russian conspiracy. Getting all kinds of stuff, so much more. Just remember, folks, 2 Chronicles 7:14. Then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and forgive their sins and restore their land. Think about that as you're going through your day today. It's hard to believe, but tomorrow will be the 25th anniversary of the death of Shannon Hoon, the lead singer of Blind Melon. And it just seems like yesterday, you know, that I was, this dates me, because I was going to a video store dropping off a video, and all this Blind Melon was playing on the radio. I'm like, because he was a friend, local guy. And like, you might be wondering why there's a bunch of Blind Melon being played tonight. There might be rumors that are going around and whatever, what you may have or may not have heard, but the rumors that are going around are true. Shannon Hoon, the lead singer of Blind Melon, is dead at the age of 29. We're not sure quite what's going on right now. We don't know. He's either in his tour bus or in a hotel room, and basically they got to New Orleans after doing a show like in Texas. And when they got to New Orleans, the manager's like, hey, we got hotel rooms. He goes, I got to take care of some business. And next thing you know, like 3 hours went by, or whatever, 2 or 3 hours, that no one can account for it. And the tour manager comes in and says, hey, man, we have hotel rooms. You can get some rest in there. You don't need to be in the bus. And when he touched me, he's ice cold. And when you watch that view from a porcupine, the documentary that they did, Letters from a Porcupine. Now, because back then, you're not any better off. Than he, I mean, you weren't like messed up on he was, but you were just having, you were just partying too. And when you look at it now, how far gone he was. Like, if you look at that Galaxy music video, the one guy's like, isn't this awesome? And now when you look at it, you're like, oh no, he is so, he needed, but like, they're not like, no, I'm not disrespecting anyone in the band, but like, dude, they needed this, I don't care what happens, we're not touring, he's getting help. And he never had a rock bottom. He never had a rock bottom, and gone. And like, almost, there's probably not a day that goes by, I don't think about him, or like, where would he be now, you know? But yeah, it's just hard to believe. Time goes by fast, you know? If you know anyone, please, if you know anyone that's got a substance problem, stand up and say something. Get them help. Oh, wow. I'm going to get into this because, I mean, you know, talk about Biden and his billions and Burisma and stuff. A rapper who posts on a YouTube music video about getting rich off of $1.2 million in unemployment is arrested. A Tennessee rapper who boasted about getting rich off of $1.2 million in unemployment fraud was arrested Friday in Los Angeles. Rapper Nuke Bizzell, who goes by Fontrell Antonio Baines, 31 in real life, posted in a YouTube music video about getting rich from committing unemployment benefits fraud, the Justice Department said in the statement. Now, why is he getting, I mean, this New York Post, they have proof. They have emails that proves that Biden is a lying, conniving, stealing. If those emails were that Texas rapper's, he'd be arrested. This guy is getting, this is what happens. You do illegal crap, like brag about unemployment fraud, you're going to get arrested. Yo, what's up, man? I just did some illegal stuff, man. I got $1.2 million of unemployment fraud. Yeah. The article doesn't say this, but I want to know what he did, actually. Like, how did he get $1.2 million in that? Wow. That's just crazy. Baines was arrested for allegedly obtaining California Unemployment Development Department debit cards issued in other people's names, including those who had their identity stolen. Wow. That's just crazy. If you're going to do it, don't brag about it, you know. I work at a telemarketing firm. That's right. Yeah, that's what we do. We get on Facebook and we solicit people for money. We tell them, just give us $700 and we'll end up giving you $4 million back. I mean, seriously, I can't rap it. Seriously, like, if you're going to brag about what you, some illegal stuff. You know, the New York Post defies Twitter, demands to delete the Biden story and remain suspended. Thank you for standing up, New York Post. Someone called them like, oh, they're so fake. Well, these emails are not fake. The Democrats aren't coming out and saying, huh. Yeah, they haven't denounced them. They haven't denounced these emails. But on the Situation Room with Wolf Blitzed, that dude is blitzed. Pencilneck was on there, and Pencilneck's like, it's a Russian disinformation campaign cooped up by the Russians. And Trump, Hunter Biden's laptop is not part of a Russian disinformation campaign, and I think it's clear that the American people know that Director of National Intelligence, John Ratliff. We're not buying this crap. Are these Democrats that dumb? We're not buying these riots as Trump's fault. We're not buying... Can you believe it? It was Trump supporters that tried to get Governor Whitmer. No, it wasn't. You actually believe that it was like anti-American, anti-Trump anarchist? That's what it was. I mean, God, you're so stupid. Okay, whatever. That's the facts. Look it up. The number one question I ask myself, how do you get to people that when you put the facts right in front of them, you could set their house on fire. Your house, no, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Dude, your house is on fire. No, it's not. No, it's not. Whatever. Okay, just let it burn to the ground. I tried to help you, but, you know. How do you get to these idiots, these retarded people that don't know anything? Oh, that's, you believe that? Like, this, they had this guy that was going around, like, legitimately asking questions of these Democrats. Like, here's legitimate questions I'm asking you. I want, can you legitimately, can we have a conversation? Most of them try to, most people like, yeah, you need to get away from me. And this lady goes, if you don't leave here, we have a permit to be here. You can't be here. You can't, I'm getting the police. He goes, well, get this, whatever county's police. Go ahead, get them. Get them. Get called, and this policeman comes through. He goes, what's the problem, ma'am? He goes, ma'am, your freedom of speech doesn't trump his. Now, if he's doing something, if he's, like, doing some illegal stuff, or he's, like, threatening you or whatever, that's different. But if he's being peaceful and respectful, which he was, the videos show it, then he has every right to be here. This is public property. She lost it. You know, because Democrats think that they have the right to tell us what we can say, what we can speak. Yes, I'm being, these people need to check their American privilege. These people, this 40% of college kids that want what, the want the economy of Cuba. They want to live like Cubans. Obviously, they haven't lived there or been there. They have a guy that goes to Cuba. Yeah, can we get some coffee? Don't have any water, cup, anything? Nope, we don't have anything. Walk out. Go to this, like, little, and, like, if you go to, like a convenience store, like a grocery store, they'll have, like, one item, maybe. Maybe one item, maybe two, if that. Yeah, America needs to be like the Hermit Kingdom because it's like, great, man. Look, they don't rely on any other country for help, North Korea. And, man, they have it great. Yeah, they have it so great that they had to give up their pets so that they could take some of them to reproduce them and the rest to be slaughtered for food because they don't have any because they're having famines. I don't know if the people in North Korea got their own animal back as food or if they just... But yeah, they because the government tells you what you can and cannot have, and they know who has pets and who doesn't, and they confiscated every, they had to give up every animal that they had so that they could be slaughtered for food, because that's known, that that's this country that people think that like what North Korea has and what China has and what Cuba has is like great. Oh, we want to live like that. I don't get it. I mean, like that rapper that made a whole music video about unemployment fraud. I mean, if Schiff was not a member of Congress, he'd be in jail for contempt for lying. They lie all the time and they get away with it. It's okay for politicians to lie. It's okay for... Because there's a picture and it talks about Trump people, and of course they don't read the article, about thousands of people line up around Long Island. That's not Long Island. I've been there and like, and they've been in Ohio, all over. That photo probably isn't Long Island, but it's one of the many. You got to understand something, folks. From Pocahontas went out in Minnesota and campaigned for Biden and had like four people. When Biden went and campaigned, and there's literally, it's literally video, and like one lady's there, like one, you see one person, and like, I mean, do they have to be like the actors on Star Trek and pretend they're not in the studio and they're actually in outer space? And Commander Data, you need to pull up the shields, 20%. Increasing shields by 20%. We're about to get hit again, bombarded by another sound wave. Well, you have to act like you're in space when you're not. I mean, do they, I would hate, what do they do when they go out there and there's like three people? How do you get motivated to give a speech and try to campaign for someone that gets like two people at a rally? That's why I don't buy these. Well, Trump is closing the gap on Biden, but Biden is still in the lead in the polls we have. How can Biden be in the lead of anything when he's getting no one at a rally? When Trump is doing like three or four rallies a day, having turning people away, and Biden has like two people. Hey, I'm talking to you. Yeah, you, because you're the only one here. So listen up there, pal. Thanks for coming out. Then there's probably one of his staffers in a hoodie trying to cover it up so that they don't... I mean, there was one that was like in North Carolina. I forget where he was. And you heard like four horns honking in the back. I thought you saw nobody. I didn't see one person in front, behind, anywhere. Trump has like, Trump, you take 50 Biden rallies and they have fewer people than Trump gets just behind them. That's not the people out in front of them. It's ridiculous. I don't know how these, well, you know, Trump is closing the gap. Trump is starting to close the gap on Biden. And how is Biden leading anywhere? He gets no one to the rallies. He has no enthusiasm. People are tired of same old pathetic rhetoric. 40-some years, what has he done? What has he done in 47 years? Instead of fixing something and then campaigning, hey, we built a wall, we've stopped human trafficking, we stopped drugs, we stopped this. I want to now let's improve the wall. Let's make the wall better. We did VA choice. This is what we've done to improve the VA. How can we make it even better now? No, they campaign on stuff like, I'm going to fix the VA. Well, okay, well, why didn't you do that 10 years ago when you said you were going to fix the VA? Where's the media asking those questions? When the VA was falling apart, when Bush gave it to Obama, why wasn't anything done about it? They don't know how to handle a guy that's sticking the middle finger at everybody. I'm going to play a little clip because I guess there's like some stuff with these debates that they're going to do. And this clip says, speaks volumes. So here we go. This is the late Ronald Reagan.
They don't. The fireworks begin.
If we may have the first question,
you asked me if you could make an announcement first. And I asked you for the permission to make an announcement.
Would the sound man please turn Mr. Reagan's mic off? And then is this on? Mr. Green, you turn that mic on.
You asked for me if you would. I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
They were trying to shut off. You need to shut off Reagan's mic. Shut his mic off. And he goes, I'm paying for this microphone. Finally, we have someone like Reagan that's standing up in this, that's like sticking his middle finger out and saying, you've been here for 30 years, 20 years, 50, you ain't done nothing. I'm doing it. And they don't know how to, they don't know what to do. And they're trying to get rid of him. They're trying to get rid of him. And you have these idiot kids that don't know anything, that they can't debate you. So they just try to take your flag, they try to knock down people. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I mean, there's an Orlando company president that tells employees there could be layoffs if Biden beats Trump, which ain't gonna happen. But I mean, there was a guy that literally, he had to lay off people because of the Obama administration. And he looked for people that had Obama stickers, found out who they were. And that's who he, well, you voted for this person. You wanted this. That's why I have to let you go. And I've got all the proof to show you why I have to let you go. Why this? Why? But, you know, the people don't care. But, you know, and good for him. Hey, this was going to have to happen. You know, this Green New Deal, everything's going to go through the roof. I mean, this is how sad it. This is how bad it is. A woman arrested for allegedly knocking down 74-year-old elderly veteran from the Vietnam War holding a Trump sign. Because this is what pisses me off. Because what's going on here is, like I said a while back ago, like about a month ago, when I held the door open for someone, and I thought it looked like she'd won the lottery, because she, it's like is chivalry a dying art? You know, it's like John Schneider said one time, one of his, because I was at a place, and he goes, it's just nice to be around people that say, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. Like, is manners gone? Police responded to a disturbance call at the intersection of Main and Webster Streets just afternoon, and learned that a couple of pro-Trump signs and flags had been approached by a 34-year-old Kyra Dudley, pictured according to WHDH. Officers said that she berated the couple with insults and demanded they leave the area. It's freedom. You don't have, my freedom of speech doesn't trump yours. You can't tell me where I can and cannot unless it's private property. But then you better be the owner of the place and okay. The couple moved away. The woman continued to follow them and bumped the gentleman with her body, and was just, they were just going off and pushing him to the ground and all this. That's the disrespect in this country. You don't agree with me, I don't care. Take that damn flag. Give me the flag. I'm burning it. I can't debate you. I don't know anything. That's what pisses me off. Someone like that needs to be taken in public and just hang her ass. This is what's going to happen to you. Sorry. Okay, folks. She knocked down a vet. That's why she's up here on the gallows. She is going to be hung. It's a humane way of death. You disrespect a vet. We're going to pull the floor out from under you. She admitted what she did. It's on video. That vet is the very reason why this American flag is the reason why you think you can sit there and tell people what they can and cannot do. Oh, you can't be here. And those idiots are the ones, ask them simple questions. They can't answer anything. They don't know anything. That's the problem. They're the kids that think that Cuba is great. I got 50 to 1 that these celebrities that are coming up there, I'm leaving you, I'm moving to Australia. 50 to 1, they don't go. And I got 200 on they don't go. We've tried to connect and I'm leaving. Well, then why didn't you leave the first time? Why don't we just revoke their citizenship? If they don't like this country and they don't want to be here, then why don't they go to a country that suits them? Why don't we put these 40% of college kids, if you really want, we'll give you an all-expense vacation to Cuba. Have fun. Yeah, you can work in the tobacco plantation and pick tobacco. And if you want to and you can read in Spanish, you can be one of the people in like a tobacco factory that gets paid like 50 cents a day to read to everybody. I asked someone one time, I said, well, if Biden does become president, which part of America is going to be like the, is every state going to have like a privileged area for the people that bow down to the deer leader? You know, like where the electricity, you have it, but it's not like constant, you know? We have like a radio in your house that can only play government propaganda and you can't turn it down, you know, like in North Korea, because that's what's coming. You know, if you really think that if you have to take away my guns so you can, or try to take away my guns, I should say you're not going to take them away because I'm not going to hand them over. If I do, I'm dead. If they have them, I'm dead. But if you need to take my guns from me to govern me, that's scary. But don't worry, folks. More than 30 shots, 7 fatally over the weekend in Lori Lightfoot's Chicago. But that's the America they want for everyone. They want to have 30 shot and 7 fatally killed. Who wants to be hearing that every single solitary week? But she ain't doing anything about it. She's just letting people in South Chicago get killed over and over and over. And where's Black Lives Matter? Because it's black people that are being killed by black people. Where's the outrage over the deaths and the shootings? Where's Black Lives Matter? Explain that to me. Oh, yeah, they're only about cops, like a white cop killing a black person or a white man killing a black person. You know, because, like, no one was calling Trump a racist when he was giving millions of his own dollars to do scholarships for black people. When he was, you know, when he was buddies with Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and Oprah Winfrey. That's the funny thing, because you get all these little idiots that Trump is in bed with all these rich people. He's only in D.C. to help his rich buddies, his billionaire buddies. Well, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, he's not Trump's buddy. He's a billionaire. Twitter's not Trump's buddy. Zuckerberg's not Trump's buddy. Google, they're not Trump's buddy, and they're all billionaires. And Oprah Winfrey doesn't support Trump anymore. The Clintons, they're wealthy. They don't support Trump. All the Democrats, 90% of them, 99% of them are wealthier than God's green earth, and they don't support Trump. It's funny how they can sit there and they can get these kids to believe that Trump is only into it for his rich buddies, but they don't realize that Nancy Pelosi is very, very rich. That Mark Zuckerberg is one of the wealthiest people out there. George Soros is wealthy. All these super ultra billionaire wealthy people that hate America, hate Trump, want us to become communist, want to control our lives. But that can't be, because Trump is in it for the billionaires and the rich people. Well, I mean, there was a video where this lady was talking about Trump and all his billionaire cronies, and he goes, "Well, Mark Zuckerberg's a billionaire. If Trump is doing these things to help the ultra wealthy, wouldn't that help Mark Zuckerberg, who's a billionaire? He hates Trump. Would it help all these different people?" Of course it would. It's going to, the very things that you're bitching that Trump is supposedly doing, because it's going to help his billionaire rich people. It's not like he's going to do this and it's going to exempt Twitter and Facebook. If it's going to happen, it's going to do everybody, whether they like him or not. But that's the problem in this world, you know? No one cares. It's like these people being shot in, I mean, this 30 shot and 7 fatally, that's an average every weekend. I could get behind a Black Lives Matter if they were there saying it's got to end. If they were there marching with their Bibles and their crosses and they're like, "Hey, we got to stop this." They don't care. They're not trying to do anything. I mean, that's the problem we live in. This whole double standard. I mean, like if Pencil Neck was a regular American, he'd be in prison right now. I mean, I'm not holding my breath that Obama, Clinton, Biden, any of them are going to do any time. I hope they do. I'd love to see some of them taken out in public and hung. But I'm not going to hold my breath. It's ridiculous. I mean, like I was talking about like near the beginning of the show, how in the heck, if you really believe that Biden is in the lead, how can he be in the lead when he gets no one to a rally? But these kids think they just, "Oh, because I live in America, I can do whatever I want. I can sit there and I have freedom." No, you have freedom of speech. So do I. Just because you have freedom of speech doesn't mean you can tell me where I can speak and not speak, and you can speak wherever you want to. That's not how it works. This is fairly recent, but an IBT, an IBD, and a TIPP poll shows Biden at 84% and Trump at 48% and 46% Biden and Trump. Biden is leaking Democrat support. I don't even know how he's in the lead anywhere, but I don't know anybody. Most of everyone I know has made up their mind a long time ago. No matter what you show them, Trump sucks. No matter what you show them, Biden is Jesus Christ. Well, you know, no, Barack Obama was God. He is the Son of God. You know, I mean, it's like, really? I mean, that's how bad it, that's how, and then you have like these people that, "Well, I supported Trump the first time, but I don't want to go back to $10 a gallon." It was like, here, under Barack Obama, if we go back to that, we're going to have gas was more expensive under Obama than it was under Bush, way more expensive where I live. I was paying over $4 a gallon. And just go to those national websites that show you from like 1901, like 1909, all the way up to now, every year, the national average for a gallon of gas, what the cost was. It was way higher under Obama, but they didn't care. They never talked about it. They never said anything about it because it was not the media's narrative. It's not the media they want. They want, because if this was Hillary Clinton's America, we wouldn't be locked down at all for this pandemic. They wouldn't even be talking about it. But since it's Trump's, folks, you need to wear a mask. You need to be locked in your home. You need to be where you can't do anything. We need to make sure that these businesses close so that they can blame. Trump's not being blamed for this crap. They know that it's the Fredo that's doing it. It's these Cuomo, it's these governors and mayors that are locking down their cities that are not allowing. They know it's not Trump that's keeping them. Trump is always like open. They know that. Now, there are people that think that we should be locked down, but the majority of the people know that it's not Trump that's trying to keep people locked down. They know this. But then you got the Happy Days cast reuniting to flip Wisconsin for Democrats. Imagine thinking this highly of yourself that a washed up bunch of has-beens believe they can flip an entire state. Well, as you know, one of the greatest people from that show, Scott Baio, isn't even there because he's a Democrat. No, he's not. He's a not a liberal either. He is a conservative. Yeah. Check out his channel. It's amazing. But you really think that they're going to, like, thank God, I was going to vote for Trump, but the Happy Days cast came, and wow, now I'm, thank God, go Biden. Really? Are they that stupid naive to think that people are going to vote for, I was going to vote for Trump until I realized that Harry Winkler's a Democrat. Wow, I changed my mind now. You know? Maybe they need to have him go to the voting machines and hit them like he did on the TV show. Maybe it'll work. But it's ridiculous. It just makes me, I haven't lost respect for him. I just like laugh at him. Like, are they that naive and dumb? This is pretty interesting, but it's not. I mean, nothing on this show is nothing new to people. But Facebook insider whistleblowers reveal that internal employee discussions talk about that they want Trump to lose at all costs, no matter what. If they have to rig the platform against them, they have to delete everything, whatever. They want. I don't care if there's video footage of Joe Biden molesting someone. We need to keep that under the wraps. Well, they're not going to believe in it. Most of these liberal idiots, they're not. No matter what you show them, they're not going to, whatever, who cares, so what? So what if Biden did that? I know all these women that have come forward saying that Biden basically raped them and stuff. Oh, I believe him. I believe those women, but I'm still voting for him. But if it was Trump, how can he even run for president? If all these women came out and said Trump did stuff to him, he couldn't possibly run for president. But if it's Biden, I know he did it, but I'm still going to vote for him. You're still going to vote for a man that has done so many inappropriate stuff to little girls and women. But if it was Trump, you wouldn't even want him running for president. You'd be questioning how he could even be doing it. But when you have Facebook people saying that, we're going to do whatever it takes. We're going to rig this if we have to. That's why they take when those doctors that give patients hydroxychloroquine and it works. That's why they censored all that. And people aren't buying this. People aren't like. Sorry, folks, but that's how it is. People aren't buying this. People are. You think that all of a sudden because. I truly believe that 95% of the people have made up their mind already. You know, that's why I don't understand these debates. It's not like someone's going to see, oh, yeah, I was going to vote for Biden until Trump took him to school. I'm sorry, I don't see it. And they're going to be getting subpoenas to be brought to Congress to say, hey, why is this? Why is that? Because they're going to demand answers. And it's going to get to be like those tobacco lawsuit settlements. Okay, we have evidence right here that 1950, you brewed the tobacco back then before it had all these additives. Additive-free tobacco, basically, like a tea, and poured it over rats' backs, and it produced tumors. You knew in 64 it caused cancer. You knew this happened. What's a trillion-dollar industry? I mean, there was an ex-executive that was getting $450 a week, and it was $450,000 a year, and it was hard to turn coat. It's hard to say, hey, but when you start working there, and well, I don't know anything about nicotine, but I know this causes cancer. Okay, there's ammonia in here. Are you kidding me? And it's, yeah, they sweep up all the tobacco dust from the machines and all the floor. They vacuum it up, and that gets put into the tobacco. Are you kidding me? And all this stuff that he exposed. He said it was hard to turn coat. It was hard to turn coat, but he, you know, and that's the problem. I mean, but when you have facts, it's just sad that, like, and they're going to have to answer at some point. They're going to be in Congress, just like the tobacco hearings. They're going to have to demand, why are you censoring this? If it's so fake, why would they be censoring all this stuff? They would be putting it out there laughing at it, saying, huh, this is so fake, huh, huh. I mean, like, people are not, I mean, like, this Happy Days cast is going to Wisconsin to reunite, to flip West. I mean, like, people are just going to say, oh, the Fonz is, oh, wow, I got to vote for Biden now. No, it's not going to change anything. People have, I believe 95% of the people have made up their mind. These debates aren't going to change people's minds. Someone ain't going to see, wow, look at the way Trump took, I mean, even if, because there are people, Trump could sit there and be like, it could prove on a national TV in a debate that he has dementia, they'd still vote for him. Like those women that said, oh, I know Biden did all this stuff, but I can't vote for Trump. Never. I'm just tired of everyone, well, Trump and his billionaire cronies, but isn't Zuckerberg a billionaire? Isn't Oprah Winfrey a billionaire? Isn't the Dallas Mavericks underneath, you know, they're all rich, but they have nothing to do with Trump. Oh, they probably liked him until they found out that he's a conservative. Hey, Joe, boxers are briefs. Depends. That's funny. But yeah, it's just, you know, they're censoring all this stuff. It's just sad, though, but they don't care. But, you know, but there are some people, though, that want this censorship. Like, okay, we don't want Trump, but we want the truth out there. And if that's the truth, it needs to be out there. So, I mean, there's a lot of people at Facebook that will want everything done to get rid of Trump. And then there are some Facebook people that say, hey, if it's the facts, let it go. Maybe we want to know the facts. But let me see here. Let's see what's latest on Leafy. Yes. Got some cannabis news in here. Oh, yeah. Montana is actually looking at possibly their up. They're in the up and up when it comes to, what is it, leafy in Montana, they're having like medical, like two bills, and they're, because I think that was the one that originally they struck it down because, and they had to take like and separate them out, and they've done that, and they're, it's looking like it's going to pass. And that's what's funny because like I know people that like they like when they couldn't, when it was illegal, they would smoke a lot. Now that it's, they have to use it for medical purposes and stuff, and they can't, like, hey, I don't smoke as much as I used to, and you know, and like when I use my CBD and stuff, I use it as needed, you know, and some every day, you know, because I have a myopathy and I'm like one step away from narcoleptic, so. But it's kind of interesting, you know. But, like, I'm going to get in this, but, you know, I think it's really cool that there's a lot of, they're going to have to eventually do something because you're going to have so many states where it's like, okay, some people think it'll just be like a, it'll be like a federally illegal, but, like, every state it's legal. You know, with Holcomb, it's never going to be legal. Well, if the state, if the, I will abide by whatever the feds do what they legal, but I'm not going to legalize it, never in a million years. And they had to take him to court over the CBD flower. But anyways, I mean, this is how, this is, you know, I mean, it's ridiculous. There's so much documentation about how beneficial it is medically and the, no, whatever. Kind of like when Trump was in Florida and he joked like, hey, if I don't get reelected, I'm firing you, Governor. Trump doesn't, and I've read articles. Trump threatens Florida governor if he doesn't get reelected. And people like, can you believe the nerve of him? It's a joke. Trump cannot fire an elected official. I don't like the Democratic Party at all, but I don't know, and I don't know what the ruling is on, like, okay, let's say I win the Republican nomination for president, and I say, okay, I don't want to run as president, I want to give it to Melissa Sisko. How legal, because I voted for this candidate. This is who I wanted as president. And Bernie, imagine if, like, you vote for someone, right? And they give the nomination to someone else. How does that make, how would that, I'd be pissed. Like, well, wait a minute here. Wait a minute here. I voted, the people voted for Bernie Sanders. Why is Biden getting the nomination? Biden wasn't the one that was chosen by the people. Because that's what's going to happen. You're going to sit there and the people are going to vote for who they want through the Iowa caucuses and New Hampshire primaries and all these things. And when it comes down to it, guess what? He wins the primary because he gets the most votes and he's the one that wins the nomination. And then he gives it to someone else. I'm like, well, I don't want him. I don't want him. Are you kidding me? We, the people, wanted John McEnroy. Why is Billy Joe Jimbob getting it? Well, John McEnroy gave it to Billy. Wait a minute. Got about 9 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Are we playing on all cylinders now or what? Yeah, I couldn't find the UEFA Champions League on my telly. It said like CBS. I don't know if there's like a CBS Sports app or whatever. I just saw a crap load of lightning. I don't know if we're supposed to get hit real hard. I don't know, folks. But if I end up running to the hills and running for my life, you know why. But yeah, man, Ollie is proving, look at what he's doing with the, if they would have spent the money, I'm not letting the owners down. I'm not stopping. We should have Jadon Sancho in that club. We should have some top class signings. He is proving PSG were the runners up in the UEFA Champions League last year. And we held our own with the only reason we almost it could have been a 2-0 game if it weren't for an Anthony Martial that heads away a Neymar corner or tries to, and it goes off him in an own goal when he's trying to deflect it away. Nothing, that's an own goal. If it wasn't, and I say it could have been 2-0 because if they would have missed, if it, that wouldn't have gone in, they might have scored, and, you know, who knows. But Fernandez got a penalty at the 23rd minute with a goal, and then Rashford got an 87th minute goal. We were phenomenal against a top European side. Now, I hope it's not one of these where we can take like a Real Madrid or a PSG and dominate, or Liverpool or Man City and dominate, but then when we take on Derby County like a championship side, we'll lose. You know? Manchester United just won the UEFA Champions League final and 2 days later lost 20-0 against Derby County. Wayne Rooney's Derby County. Yeah, Wayne Rooney's actually looking at possibly being the if they let go of this manager, they're going to look at taking Wayne Rooney. It's going to be neat to see. Because, I mean, it's one of those clubs where it's like a like you do the best you can with, you know, you may not have it. Like, you may just, they do a lot of dealing. Like, okay, I'll give you this player, you give me that player. Like, we'll take people on loan because we can't afford to buy. You have no money, you know. But it's got about 6 minutes left in the program. I'm just like, I'm in the car and I'm like, when I heard Rashford score, I'm like, because I'm listening to it via the UEFA audio. And I'm like, yes! Because I was taking my niece and doing stuff, so. Yeah. I'm like, am I going to be back in time to do the show or not? I didn't know, but I was. But it was just incredible. I mean, he is proving that he deserved that transfer budget. They needed to dig into their... We could potentially, with the way we're playing with these players... See, I think they want an Alex Ferguson. They want someone that's going to come in here where they don't have to... Where they can minimally spend on the person and get him hardly anybody. And he's going to take them and turn them into a winning side. But as long as we have those owners, we're not going to win a treble. We're not going to do... I mean... We're not bad. But... We could be so much better. I mean, look at how good we're playing. If he had Sancho and we had a decent transfer, every other club spent money. Not us. It's COVID-19. We're in a pandemic. Okay, well, everyone else is spending hundreds of millions. Well, we can't. The richest club cannot spend meals. I need to get back on Twitter. I mean, you need to get on Twitter if you're a United fan and start going to that United Twitter page and say, why didn't we get Sancho? Why didn't you spend money? Ollie is proving that he can dominate. We're this good with these players. Imagine if we had great talent. Let's say, on player ratings, I gave a lot of them sevens, sixes and sevens and some eights. Imagine if we had players that were 8s and 9s. Imagine if we had some really, really, really good talent. Alex Telles was incredible. I'm excited. I think they're just trying to gamble with some, instead of getting, I mean, anybody's a gamble. I'm not saying that, but okay, you're more than likely gonna, if you take like a Sancho, your odds are better that he's going to turn out to be good than a Cavani that is up there in age. at least he's coming out saying, hey, I want to dominate. I want to give my all at 33. Well, I'm going to do my best. The producers always whine about their best, you know. But the glory days, back when I could play a whole 90 minutes. But at least he's like, has that, like, I want to dominate. I'm not here to sit in the bench. I want to be on that pitch for 90, you know. So at least he has that kind of mentality. I'm like, yes, sir. But, yeah. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. Do something. Do something. If you want to make a world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change. As Michael Jackson said in The Man in the Mirror, you know, Ollie's doing something with this team. I can only imagine. We're beating top European sides. So this is, it's not a, there's a, you're going to have flukes. He's done it too many times for it to be a fluke. He is the real deal if they would have spent money on him. That's why when we had that 1-6-0, like rant 6-1 or whatever, I'm like, you're going to have games like that. He's got players. They need to have those players in so they can gel. Okay, yeah, the season's already started and we're going to bring this guy in. I'm not letting these people down off the hook. These owners, we need to be on Twitter and we need to be on them every day, letting them know that this transfer window was freaking shite and we're not letting it go. 90 seconds left, folks, but we need to let them know that, hey, yeah, we're doing okay, but imagine what we could be doing if we had spent money and got quality players. PSG is a top European side, and we won. We not only hung in there, we won. And if it wasn't for that Martial own goal from a Neymar corner, we could have potentially gotten a clean sheet. De Gea is phenomenal. Ollie is a master. He's been there. He was on the treble winning side. He scored the goal. He knows what it takes. He knows. Okay, yeah, we won. And an hour late, and Alex Ferguson after 2 hours, if that would be already okay. Who are we playing next? Okay, we're taking on, you know, and he'd be trying to figure out what should I do. I'm still not a big fan of that diamond, but whatever. You know, if it works, it works. And with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this next Thursday, good night, all, and God bless you. Goodbye.